And we are seeing what's going on this weekend with our friends at St. Joe Today. It's the Wow Factor, and Danielle is joining me from St. Joe Today. And Danielle, you got a special guest as well. We'll get to it in a little bit. But what is going on this weekend? Because honestly, I got to say, when I'm looking at the list of the things you sent me, it makes me happy to have live events and in-person events and things going on. So, Danielle, what's the rundown of things happening this weekend in the area?
Most definitely, Johnny. We're so excited to be back this season with events. Like you said, our list is looking much bigger this year than, you know, if you were to talk to me last year at this time. But for the weekend in downtown St. Joe, we've got three events that we're super pumped for. Kicking off the weekend, we've got our St. Joe Farmers Market. That's going to be held from 9 to 5 with extended hours this week, actually, in Lake Bluff Park. You can get some free tote bags as well. So stop by some of our vendors and grab a free tote bag. The first 250 shoppers will receive those. Those will be spread out throughout the farmers market, though, but you can get a variety of different homemade goods, locally grown produce, perennials and cut flowers, meats and cheeses, coffee and more. So much exciting things happening every Saturday in Lake Bluff Park. Again, the normal hours are from 9 to 2, but this week we're having some extended hours from 9 to 5. Also on Saturday, we've got our Lake Bluff Artisan Fair. That is happening from 10 to 5 in Lake Bluff Park. That is happening on both sides of the St. Joe Farmers Market. So it'll be a really fun, filled day until 5 p.m. for shopping on Lake Bluff Park. We feature over 50 local vendors doing anything from home decor, furniture, jewelry, candles, and so much more. So very excited for Saturday. Lots of things happening.
Absolutely.
And then rolling right into Sunday, we've got our Antiques on the Bluff. That is happening from 10 to 5. So you can find some hidden treasures along Lake Bluff Park. This event features over 50 vendors. And again, runs the first Sunday of the month, May through October.
Okay. Wow, that's exciting.
So that's just for this weekend on downtown. Yeah. So we've got the third weekend of the month. A new event for us is Love Local. That's happening June through September right now. You can celebrate all things Southwest Michigan. We're excited to offer extended hours, shopping hours, special features, new menu items, new products. Just really encouraging everyone to come support local businesses and restaurants all over Michigan's great Southwest. St. Joe Today, the Welcome Center, will be open till 8 p.m. on Friday as well, and we'll be hosting a Friday night concert. So our Friday night concerts are coming back in that sense. We'll host four this year. The third weekend of the month this month is June 18th. That is featuring Pastime at the John Ian Howard Bandshell, and that will kick off at 7 p.m.
Are those free concerts then? Do we not have to bring any money for that?
Yes, those are free concerts that will be held at the Bandshell. So it's a little bit different than our normal schedule where it won't be every week, but we'll be hosting for the summer. Yeah.
That's exciting. I love that. And then speaking of more outdoor things, there's some cool things happening in the Benton Harbor Arts District as well, right?
Definitely, this weekend. So the Ghost Light kicks off their 2021 season actually tonight at 7 p.m. with Small Mouth Sounds. You can visit ghostlightbh.com for more information on the show. They've got a couple more show dates if you can't make it tonight. And you can also purchase tickets on there and see their 2021 season. So lots of fun things happening over there. Mm-hmm. The Benton Harbor Arts Association is also hosting Arts in the Park, and that is tomorrow night from 6 to 9 in the Benton Harbor Arts District. Attendees can enjoy some live music featuring Noah Privet, local artisan booths, and food trucks. So those will be happening, again, throughout the summer, so don't miss that. Lots of fun things happening over in the Arts District.
Absolutely. Always good times. And I love the outdoors and getting out and doing some of that stuff, and it looks like should be pretty solid weather, warm weather for this weekend to go see some of those things. And then the Symphony Orchestra is getting back at it, right?
Yes, they are hosting some events this year. Right now they're doing a pop-up concert tonight, actually at 4 p.m. in the gardens of the St. Joseph Maud Preston Polanski Memorial Library. So they've got a couple dates coming up for pop-ups in the garden. They've also got a really great summer season coming down at the Shadowland Pavilion, so head on over to smso.org for more information and tickets. And then also over in Eden Springs Park this weekend, every Sunday in June from noon to 5, they're actually hosting their miniature train rides. So those are back, and we're very excited for them. It's such a fun thing if you've never been on the grounds of Eden Springs. And tickets are just $3 a person.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, Spencer was able to do that last weekend, and I may have to try and make it there to Eden Springs Park this weekend. Really, a lot of these great events that are happening. I love that the farmers market has that extended hours. Is that extended because of the artisan fair and things like that that are going on? Just kind of put it at a nice full day of just great things happening in Lake Bluff Park on Saturday?
It is, yeah, because Artisan Fair is on both sides of the farmer's market. We really wanted to make it a fun, full show. So you'll see three more extended hour dates where we'll be giving bags out as well throughout the summer.
Wonderful. Well, Danielle, where can we find more information on not only the stuff that you listed off, but anything going on in Southwest Michigan? Where's the best place to find that?
Definitely. You can always visit us online at stjitterday.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or you can stop in our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
And you have brought some special guests as well. We have Julie and Maddie joining us from Bigby there in St. Joe, right on Main Street. And welcome, guys. Good to have you. I mean, would love to have you in person, but I got you guys on the phone. So what's happening with you guys down at Bigby and St. Joe?
Well, thanks for having us. I'll let Maddie tell you about our summer coffee season. She is our Bigby manager. Well, Bigby put out some pretty exciting stuff for the summer. We have a brand new bagel. It's called the Hawaiian Bagel. It comes on a French toast bagel, and it's got ham, pineapple, cheddar cheese, and cream cheese on it. I personally am very excited about that.
Oh, man.
We also have some drink options. We've got a new Red Bull flavor in. We now have the Dragon Fruit Red Bull, and with that, we make a Dragonberry Red Bull mocktail. So that's got lemonade, raspberry, strawberry, strawberries, and it's got the dragon fruit Red Bull in it. We can also make that as a cream freeze if you like the drinks frozen.
That sounds awesome.
I think the drink that we're all most excited about is the new Orange Dream Cream Freeze. It's kind of a nod to that classic orange creamsicle that we used to have as kids. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, those are my all-time favorite things, the creamsicles and also the Flintstone push pops. So if it tastes anything like that, that sounds awesome. Those are some great tastes of summer. And then next door with Zoop, there's some good things going on with there as well, right?
Yeah. So we have, for a limited time, we're offering a $5 bonus card when you buy a $25 gift card purchase. And those are great grad gifts. We also have our new grain and broth bowls. I rolled them out about 2 months ago. So if you've not stopped in, they feature warm ancient grains and full husk brown rice. And then we have our vegan and chicken broth bowls. And they're vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, and vegetarian options. So it's just a great summer. They're very low-cal. We also have our salads. And if you're a soup lover, we still have the soup. So on June 7th, which is next Monday, we're coming out with a mac and cheese line called Mac Love. It will be online only, but we have 8 types of mac and cheese, and you can go to Zoop.com. We're looking at possibly bringing that in-house after we do our testing, but okay. We have classic mac, a Baja mac, bacon and cheddar, ladle lobster, a truffle mac, jalapeno popper mac, buffalo chicken, and a Tuscan mac. So we're very excited about that coming out.
Man, you guys are making me hungry and thirsty just saying all this stuff. But also, only as the season changes and things get warmer, you add some things to the menu. You also are freshening up the things in the store. So tell me about some of the new updates that people should keep their eye on.
Yeah, so we just decided we are a little bit slower. The place needed a little update. So we had our friend Michael Hanich. He painted both of our stores. We have new artwork in both locations. We are getting all new white table and chairs in Bigby. Those are on order, so we're excited about those. We do have a new logo at Zoop, and thank you to the City of St. Joseph and Art and Image. We will be getting that up soon. We got all our permits approved and everything, so be looking for new signage out there. It's just a new, clean, fresh look. You know, Zoop's 20 years old, mm-hmm. and we had just a darker orange-red kind of look, and it's just fresh and updated, and I'm really excited about the new signage. It just looks really nice and clean, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah, that is very exciting, and people drive by or walk by. It's still Zoop. It's just Zoop with an extra exclamation point, I guess, but not really. Just adding some more pizzazz to that, which is exciting. So 111 Main Street for Bigby, 119 Main Street in St. Joe for Zoop. You love those places. Yeah. You love going there for lunch or for starting your day off. Excited about that Hawaiian bagel. That sounds really good. Where is a good place for us to find you guys on social and online?
So you can look for more information at Big B St. Joe on our Instagram and Facebook pages. Also, Zeus St. Joe on Instagram and Big B. I do want to talk about we're doing an exciting bike giveaway that we purchased from our friends at Cyclone Fitness on Niles Avenue.
Nice.
It is a county cruiser. So if you order a large beverage and one food item June 4th through the 28th, you can be entered in to win this county cruiser. I picked it up last night. It's really sharp. It's unisex. It's beautiful. So we have it in our Big B location. So come on in and see it. You can sign up, and we'll be giving that away on June 28th, so you can be riding into the summer. So we're excited. A lot of things going on. I just want to give a shout-out to both of our teams. We have 38 employees. They have been fabulous, and thank you to the community. We're back. We're stronger than ever. Our catering's picking up, so we have the community to thank for that. So we're very, very blessed and thankful to be here.
Wonderful. Well, I'm very thankful for being able to chat with you guys this morning. Go and check out Big B St. Joe as well as Zoop and their fresh new look with all that. But also go to stjoetoday.com just to keep up to date with everything going on in Southwest Michigan. But thank you guys so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Jenny.